Are you so over Instagram and Snapchat?
The cool way to connect is now email.
We're TNT at TNTRadioEmpire.com.
And the telephone.
Landlines are the coolest.
877-931-4TNT.
877-931-4868.
Hate it when they put letters in it.
Now, more of the Todd and Tyler Radio Empire.
John, trusting me, says he also, we have an issue here. He's also madly infatuated with Pink. She's mine, he says. The next daddy has tire money. So John's got tire money.
I think she's in town in May.
I wouldn't go see her.
You might.
No.
Come on.
No, I wouldn't.
Just go ahead and say it. We won't make fun of you.
That type of music, she's the best at that, I think. But no, I wouldn't go see that.
She does a lot of like twirling around.
Yeah, yeah.
Oh, yeah. She's total Cirque du Soleil.
Yeah.
Nick Allen with us. He tweets at Nick Allen's. You're going to Dallas tomorrow to see Kiss?
Yeah. Screw gimmicky concerts. Yeah.
No. I can't wait to see Kiss.
No, I love it.
I want to see him again, you know. I want to see him here coming up soon.
Maybe if Pink spat more blood, you would go see her.
Yeah.
Oh.
If she played God of Thunder.
If you guys want to peek
into
the...
If she played God of Thunder.
The Life of the Amish. This is from the email.
I like this.
I recommend the documentary called Kingpin. Farrelly Brothers, I
it's
think.
Exactly yeah. right.
Takes an in-depth look of into the journey of an Amish kid going on a year-long
John
journey
Book.
To find
Book.
Himself.
I kid you not, last night on HBO, I got in on the last 15, 20 minutes of a documentary about roller skating rinks.
Oh, that'd be cool.
I saw that.
It's called United Skates.
Yeah.
About the heyday.
Well, yeah. And I think it was more about the, you know, like the community and the whole skate.
Yeah.
And then now
yeah.
they're starting to close down more.
Yeah.
Roller skating.
We
rinks,
hung out one. We hung out one. They closed the one here in this town, and that was a huge one for years for a lot of kids.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
Right?
This is some place in Chicago. Yeah. Big roller skating rink, but actually kind of interesting. I hung with it for a while.
Where was it? What's it on?
HBO.
Oh, okay.
Yeah.
I just remember at the skating rink, there was always like that guy who was kind of like dancing and skating backwards. And then you're like, that's not cool.
No, that wasn't cool. No.
See, this thing, everybody in the place was skating like that.
Yeah, that was really good.
Really good.
Yeah, I could skate, but I couldn't do that crap.
I can't even skate.
I probably wouldn't have done that because you look like a nerd.
Right?
We went to the rolling skating rink because there were women there. And it was a high school thing. There's kids there. You know, there's gonna be good looking girls.
That's why dudes hang out anywhere.
Right, because there's chicks. True, it's where they go anywhere. Later this week, Josh Blue's in the studio. He's at Funny Bone this week. And Richard Reese is going to join us tomorrow.
Jenna Elfman tomorrow.
Jenna Elfman. Nick Allen with us. Craig Evans. Live show Tuesday, February 19th.
Was on this date in 2010. Tiger Woods delivered a speech on TV admitting that he had been unfaithful.
You get the audio of that?
To his wife? I do not have
I thought you were leaning over like you do.
No.
Yeah, we all figured that out when she took a golf club to your car that you did something.
Yeah. At Thanksgiving. That was Thanksgiving.
This must be, if people get drunk on Thanksgiving, that's what happened with the Pink and apparently.
Yeah.
What'd he do?
Pulled a Tiger.
Yeah. No,
I
probably not.
It.
No.
No, no, no.
Pink would have moved on.
He knows that she will do that.
She wouldn't stop it just at a golf club to the window.
Was this the day he had the press conference?
Yes.
Yeah.
Okay.
Yeah, this is the press conference day. Martina Navratilova. Many people know her from her days as a tennis champion.
Yeah.
Yeah.
She believes that transgender athletes born a man should not be allowed to compete against women. She wrote an op-ed for Britain's The Sunday Times. She said, it's insane and cheating. She went on to say that she would not compete against them because it wouldn't be fair. Trans rights group, Trans Actual, tweeted that they were devastated to learn that Navratilova is transphobic. If trans women had an advantage, why aren't they winning gold medals left, right, and center, they say.
They might be right with that comment.
Navratilova says she is not transphobic. She has done her research, is what she says.
I don't know. I have no opinion. I don't care who wrestles, who does
Well, we
what.
Just don't know what the proper answer is.
But the trans, I don't either, but the trans people have a good point, though. They're not winning everything. Yeah.
She says.
Is that trans MMA chick? Who's now a girl that was a dude, is she kicking ass?
I have no idea.
Yeah, because remember that there was a girl that's excuse me. There's a girl now that used to be a guy that does MMA, and yeah, of course men are built stronger. We get that, but if you don't, you take a push. What kind of hormones you take when you're turning into a woman? I'm not saying you know that. I'm just saying look it up. She's gonna flip me off.
Right, because there is this faction. There's this mindset that goes on that a guy will just become a woman because he can kick ass in
just
MMA.
For that.
It's just stupid.
Right.
Of course not.
Right.
That's stupid.
Yeah, let me just turn my life upside down so I can be really good at MMA for a few years. Yeah,
now, Martina said that she's taken several months and looked into this and done her research. She said she became passionate. Well, TMZ says that she became passionate about the issue after an online argument with transgender cyclist Rachel McKinnon.
Now,
transgender cyclist Rachel McKinnon won the Masters Track Championship back in October. The woman who came in third place said the fact that the transgender cyclist Rachel McKinnon was allowed to compete against women is not fair. McKinnon came in first.
Okay.
How close was it?
Martina initially sided with the woman who said that it was not fair to compete against transgenders. And so now people are calling Martina transphobic.
And she's a friend of the LGB community because she's gay, obviously.
Yes, yeah. She's very much a friend. She says she decided to dedicate months of her life to researching the topic and now feels she's even bored. Stronger that trans women have an unfair advantage and should not be allowed to compete.
I wonder.
Yeah, then I wouldn't call her transphobic. She's just got a very strong opinion
this. I'm not disagreeing with her because I have no idea. I really don't want to study it. But
devote months of your life to it.
But somebody else has actually studied it, too. What do they say? Is there another expert discounting what she's saying? That's what we don't know. We don't know, right?
She says that simply reducing hormone levels, that's the prescription that most sports have adopted, just reducing hormone levels doesn't solve the problem. A man builds up muscle and bone density as well as a greater number of oxygen-carrying red blood cells from childhood.
Yeah, we're different.
Training increases the discrepancy. If a male were to change gender in such a way as to eliminate any accumulated advantage, he would have to begin hormone treatment before puberty. She says that's unthinkable.
But are they winning a bunch of stuff, except the cyclists? By the way, that would be an advantage, too, getting rid of your balls and junk, wouldn't it? On a bike? Because that falls asleep when you ride a bike.
It would save them from getting numb when you've
that's
been
right.
sitting there too long.
So all of a sudden you're a dude strength-wise and you got no junk. You're on a bike. You could fly.
That is the worst feeling.
By the way, really? That is not a trained.
That's the key.
That's the key. Oh, when your junk falls asleep?
No, I hate that.
And we don't even race bikes.
No, that's like 8 or 10 minutes on a stationary bike.
Exactly.
But does that really slow you down?
I don't know. I want another uneducated opinion out
there. Get me off the bike real quick.
I've been studying this, Todd.
Mentally.
I wish I could ride my bike with no balls. Because I like riding my bike. But you got to stand once in a while because your balls start to hurt.
Yeah.
But I'm not going to become, like Todd said, a transgender just so I can ride my bike ball-free.
Yeah. You can win in the races, get all the chicks.
And have no balls.
Yeah. And it's awkward. Penis. It's awkward when you get off the bike because, you know, like if your hand falls asleep, you just shake your hand. You can't walk around the gym shaking your junk to get it to come back awake.
Well, you can.
You could briefly.
I mean, you look funny.
Most men can.
You could do that until you get escorted out of the gym.
Right.
What you say, though, whenever somebody has an argument like this where they're like, you can't do this, that's not right, that's the one that always ends up sounding like outdated and old.
I'd like to know another expert that studied it. Do these people have as much advantage as she does? She's looked it up. We have it. But you're right. Once you say anything about, no, you can't do that, it does sound like maybe you're old.
Yeah.
You know, maybe, you know.
That you really haven't studied it.
Yeah.
No.
But she has.
Yeah, but other people have, too. So we don't know which side. I'm not saying that she's wrong. I'm just saying other experts have probably studied it, too.
Probably.
Is she only studying the stuff that will back up her previous stance?
I doubt it. I think that I would think that she may have wanted to come down on the other side of it.
I agree with you on that.
Is there a consensus of opinions about this?
Well, so far, no, because what they're doing is just reducing some of the hormones. That's what most drug bodies are doing.
But Tyler's right.
Here's the deal, then. You know what should happen? Bruce Jenner should come back and do the Masters Decathlon.
Well, 70-year-old people win those often.
That's the key. He's really old. He would have been a good test case if he had changed into a woman earlier. Right. Because he actually won the decathlon as a man. He was the greatest athlete in 1976 in the world.
Yeah, but it's odd. As he's gotten old, his skills have deteriorated.
Yeah, yeah. Mm.
Yeah, that shouldn't happen.
Well, Tom, if you became a woman, you'd probably kick ass in the older women knee problem ski races.
No, I don't think so.
All right. No, they'd probably still kick your ass, right?
Yeah, I think so.
But like you said, you wouldn't do that because that'd be stupid. You wouldn't just be a transgender so you could ski against chicks. Right.
By the way, that's the whole plot of this week's Family Guy. I don't know if you guys have caught it.
No, I got a DVR'd. What's it about?
Peter becomes a
transgender?
A transgender woman.
Oh, he does.
Yeah.
I can't wait. I want to watch it when I get home.
Yeah, that would be, you'd have to really want that medal.
Right.
Yes.
Like, oh, I got the medal, but now my
or
balls
was
are
it
gone.
Because of the whole bike thing.
Right.
No, his had nothing to do with the stationary bike.
Because
if you don't have the right seat, Tyler's right. And
I don't have that little little racing seat.
Yeah.
I get a comfortable seat.
Because it gets
but
you
even
around.
Then, your balls
the banana
still fall
seat.
Asleep. Yeah.
Just digs into your
with
tank.
With a sissy bar.
And then shrivels up.
Oh, yeah.
And you're spending half your bike ride with your hand in your pants, adjusting yourself.
Some of those seats, you go to the bike shop, some of those seats are just like a pole.
I know.
Who sits on those? Puss?
And again, Todd, that whole sitting there the whole time with your junk in your hand, they don't like that at the gym.
No.
I've been told.
Not at your gym.
They should have seats with like a little ice cream scoop taken out so your balls fit in them.
I like that.
New study says that smoking more than 20 cigarettes a day, more likely to people who do that are more likely to experience a loss of color vision. They also say that smoking more than 20 cigarettes a day can reduce your ability to discriminate against colors and contrast. They don't know why, but they say the findings might suggest that nicotine damages blood vessels and neurons in the retina.
Were you colorblind when you were smoking, Craig? You don't remember
that,
were you?
This study was published in the journal Psychiatry Research. No.
All right.
Absolutely not. But if you are slowly losing color vision, you probably don't notice.
You don't know it, right?
Yeah. Now, when you quit smoking, did you find, because I always say, you can taste things better and things you can smell
better.
I've
heard that from people that,
I've heard that, and I've not experienced that.
Yeah. I've heard that from people that did.
Really?
That is not 100% for everyone.
Yeah, probably not everybody.
The reason why I say that is because for me, that's horse hockey.
Yeah, to me too.
But I met people.
What a load of crap.
Well, with you, but I met people that quit smoking that you guys know, and they could taste better. They said they could. Well,
and Todd,
they're
lying. You yourself.
Why would they lie about that?
I don't know why, but they're horrible people and they're lying.
When you stopped smoking, you sat here and went, hey, did you guys notice that the coffee sucks? And we all went, yeah,
that's
we've
right.
known that forever.
That's right.
Now, here's one thing I can pick up on, though, is if somebody has smoked and walks by you, you can smell it on them.
Oh, yeah.
I noticed that.
Yeah.
Well, you can smell somebody smoking a cigarette at 10 miles away
if you want to. Not when
I can.
Not when I was smoking. I didn't notice
no,
that.
No, not then, but now I can.
Oh,
but
yeah.
Only because it's cigarette smoke.
Oh, I was in a bar where
I'm highly attuned.
You're censored.
Because I walked out of a store or something a while back and somebody's smoking? And I looked, and there was a guy. He had to be 50 yards away.
Oh, you can definitely smell
it. Yeah, but that's because it's cigarette smoke.
Yeah. So you're sensitive to that.
Yeah, like Pepe Le Pew.
No, but I can smell it, too, but I never smoked. But I was in a bar this weekend, and they still allow people to smoke. And it's only a couple, because most people don't smoke. But even they were like, they were good, at least for me, to push away. And one cigarette lights up, you smell it real quick,
Yeah. Yeah, any bar or restaurant you can smoke in, they can be like, that's a smoking section. But it all becomes the smoking section.
Right, but,
Man, you don't have to stop smoking weed to notice that. Oh, there's the smell of weed somewhere.
Oh, no, you can smell that everywhere.
You'll experience that in Dallas tomorrow.
Right.
Yes.
At a KISS concert?
No.
Yeah.
What I'm hoping for, because my buddy that I'm going to see, I don't think he smokes. I can't be like, hey, call up your guy. I don't think he's got a guy.
Right. Do you know a guy in Dallas you're seeing? Is there a guy who lives in Dallas, or are you just going to Dallas to see
the
show?
No, my friend lives in Dallas.
Oh,
so we're going there.
He doesn't know a guy.
Yeah,
okay.
I doubt it.
Okay.
Oh, he's got to know a guy that knows a guy. Give him a couple days heads up.
Oh, yeah, he's flying there tomorrow.
Yeah, tomorrow.
And the show's tomorrow night, right?
Call him now.
A text today.
Tomorrow night.
Hottest band in the world. Blowing the roof off the American Airlines Arena.
God of Thunder.
It's going to be so badass. He's going to be 70 going up on those cords.
I know.
Well, and it's good that you're catching this early because this tour is only going to last 5 or 6 years.
We're going to see it 2 weeks, right, Craig? Yeah. I can't wait.
Yeah.
I'm going to that show, too.
I am, too.
I'm going to take the kids to that.
Yeah.
Willingly?
Yeah.
Like for them?
Oh, my youngest really wants to go.
Yeah.
My oldest is like, I think I've talked about them for so long, so many years. They're like, well, let's go see this.
You're uncool like the Chiefs, right?
Right.
You're dumb and so are your bands.
Dad.
The rise in drug use in the United States of America is also causing a rise in syphilis. A new report from the Centers for Disease Control and Prevention says that the number of syphilis cases among heterosexual men and women who also used the methamphetamine more than doubled from 2013 to 2017.
So they're not protecting themselves?
Researchers say
sex.
It could be because people who use drugs often engage in unsafe sexual behaviors, like not using condoms or exchanging sex for drugs or money.
Yeah.
So you're saying meth will get me laid?
No, I'm not saying that at all.
Syphilis can cause severe heart, brain, and nerve problems if left untreated. It can also be passed on to unborn babies and can lead to premature death and newborn deaths.
Yeah. I think when you're full of the meth or the ping-do.
As we found it.
That sounds right.
North Korean meth is called ping-do.
Ping-do. Right? Yeah, you're probably a little less discriminate.
That's what I'm trying to say.
They can pretty much bang anything.
You're more grateful.
Or just anybody.
Yeah. You're more grateful. I prefer to think more grateful than less discriminate.
No, I think in this case it is less discriminate.
You're more accepting. You're more open-minded.
Yeah.
You're more open to joy.
Yeah.
Yep.
There you go.
With a scab face.
Whatever.
Let me lick that scab off your face. Get over here.
Meth would make you do that.
And you don't care.
Yeah, that's.
I got some moisturizer right here.
And you just don't care.
That's a little meth foreplay there.
Meth foreplay.
Let me lick on that scab a little bit.
Oh, that's just nasty.
Yeah.
That's just nasty. And apparently, a man and a woman in North Carolina are under arrest after allegedly luring a man into a sexual tryst.
Uh-oh, then what happened then?
Well, they stole his pants and $10,000.
Yep. That'll so happen. The guidelines, once again, the guidelines going to get laid. Okay, yeah, I'll take care of your wife with you. I don't care. He's going to get laid and his pants and $10,000. Who's got $10,000 cash?
In their pants.
My dad.
My dad used to. That's where he keeps his cash. Yeah. Police in Randleman.
Damn it, I wore the savings pants.
North Carolina.
I shouldn't have worn the life savings pants.
Yeah.
Say that 23-year-old Chris Hancock was getting ready to have sex with a woman he'd just met.
Because that's what guys do. And she's married to somebody else. Sure, I'll do it for you.
When two men allegedly came into the bedroom and attacked him.
So she lured him by themselves. Oh, man.
The woman and one of the male suspects are in police custody while officials search for the other male suspect. Mr. Hancock says that while all of this was happening, his girlfriend, with whom he has an open relationship, well, she was just waiting downstairs.
Was allowing him to go up and have sex with somebody strange.
They have an open relationship.
Once again, where's the $10,000 in his pants come from? What an idiot.
What do I know?
Well, especially if she's there, he could have been like, hey, hold on to this $10,000.
Yeah.
Yeah.
I'll be right back.
She probably had something to do with that.
Or she just sees a guy, somebody running out with his pants, money flying out of him. Just like, are those his pants?
That would happen to us back in the day, Craig. They stole my pants and $6.
If I had $10,000 in my pants.
If I had $10,000 in my pants. And they took my pants
I'd
and $6.
I'd be glad to see a few people.
Come on back.
You're listening to the Todd and Tyler Radio Empire.